Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, it's Carly. It's early edition of Daytime After Dark. I know we usually have a show at 7 or 6, but today we are having the wonderful, handsome, kind of cute Nathan Baldy on. And today we are not taking any phone calls, but we have so many to-do questions. So we will try and get to everyone's question. And I know a lot of people ask, you know, the same question. So I will try to lump, like, all the couple group together. And, and Zeno Hospital today had their 14,000 episode. Hi, Nathan.
Hi, Carly. How are you?
Good. No, I'm really good. So today was congratulations on the 14,000, right?
Thank you so much. Yeah, that aired today. So thank you to everyone for keeping the show on for this many years, and I can't believe we're at 14,000 episodes. It's so exciting.
Well, yeah, Zeno Hospital has been, you know, on for, almost, 55 years? Are we going on the 55 or 54 years?
We are. Yeah, the anniversary is coming up technically on April 1st, but it looks like if everything goes as according to plan, we'll have a very special anniversary episode on Friday, March 30th, so you want to definitely look out for that coming up in about a month.
Well, the new hospital has been on fire for the last couple of months. It's been, like, really, really good. So, yeah, it's just been really
great.
Good every day, people. You cannot miss a day. And if there's breaking news, and that's why I want to talk to you about, Nathan. What with the breaking news stuff that, you know, like Sunday this stuff and, you know, other days it's not. But people are wondering if the Billy Graham funeral will be broadcasted because they said it was going to be on ABC broadcasted. So are we going to miss Zeno Hospital that day? Oh, have you heard what's going on with that?
No, I haven't heard yet about the details. So if anything comes my way, I will definitely keep everyone posted on social media. But as of today, I haven't heard anything about what the plans are yet.
Well, yes, people, when Nathan lets me know, I will get back to you. And let's just start the Twitter question because they've been slamming me all night and all day and yesterday. And so I will, there's a lot of Liz and Franco fans out there that want to know, will the wedding take place? Will Franco finally, you know, get rid of his demons? What will the fans see with that?
Well, I don't want to give anything away because, you know, I don't like to spoil things, but Franco and Liz are involved in a really interesting story over the course of, you know, the upcoming weeks and months ahead. So it's a journey. It's a great story that our writers have put together. So all I can say is I think you'll enjoy it if you just, you know, take the time and enjoy the journey and watch the show. So definitely a lot of Franco and Liz stuff coming up.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of, you know, interest, you know, with that. I mean, with that couple, and, you know, well, I don't like that couple personally with everyone. But will Franco finally open up and say, oh, by the way, Drew, you know, the reason why Drew really was given away because of Franco was kind of crazy, will that ever come out?
Well, you're going to have to keep watching on that. I can tell you that the story involves Liz and involves Drew, and I think ultimately, I think, again, it's just it's a real interesting journey that these characters are on, and I don't want to spoil anything, so stay tuned. But I can promise that there is a lot of great story for Franco Liz. It has to do with Drew. There's going to be some interesting twists and turns between Franco and Drew and Liz as well. So hopefully everyone will enjoy it once it, you know, once the story gets going, which I think we kind of are in the midst of the story, and it'll only keep getting better in the weeks to come.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's great. It's been a very interesting story. It was. And, you know, I mean, it's just so funny because they're all Fizz fans out there. But before I get dead by any other fan base, Jason Elizabeth fan on Twitter asked if, can we please have a Leilon family back? Oh, is there a chance of Elizabeth and Jason kind of reconnecting, maybe not as lovers, but as parents, because they have Jake?
Yeah, absolutely. They will definitely be, you know, reconnecting as, in terms of being the parents to Jake. So that plays an important role coming up as well.
That is awesome because, you know, a lot of people, you know, have been wanting to know about all week. So, Liaison fans, you have to stay tuned, like every other storyline people. So, and then, okay, so there's a lot of Dante and Lulu fans out there. And yeah, Lante Crows, Lante, all of the Lante people that Twittered me, I'm putting you into the Lante group, and they want to know, is Dante and Lulu going to have their own story? Why does Dante need a new partner? You know, can he just grieve over his best friend dying?
He can, and that is what he's doing along with Jordan, but obviously any workplace, look, I mean, not to get morbid, but if something happened to even me, obviously my job would be replaced, and I'm sure some people will be very excited by that, but in any job, I think you need to replace the staff, and yes, of course, it's painful, and we love the person who was there, and Nathan West was a great character. But life has to eventually go on at PCPD. I think there's going to be some interesting dynamics between Dante and his new partner, along with Jordan. And then there is definitely a Lulu story, which ties back into Faison and Henrik, and that'll come out too. So the question, the answer to the question is yes, definitely a story for Lulu and Dante as we go along.
Good, because a lot of Lante fans ask me that, so people, please don't kill me. Leah Cooley asks, are we going to see Anna, Finn, Elizabeth, and Franco share any scenes up ahead?
You mean together, all four of them?
Yes, that was the question.
Gotcha. I think I can't, off the top of my head, I can't remember if they're actually in the same scenes, but we'll definitely have story for all those characters. So, you know, at one point or another, our characters do seem to cross eventually. So I would imagine that those characters will continue to cross, you know, when it's appropriate.
Well, good. I mean, because I just want to say personally that it's nice to see Fionnuala being used a lot. It's really nice to see Who and Finn together. I'm kind of rooting for them, and so I just hope, you know, they would be good for, you know, I think they are good. That's just my opinion, people. So with that, and a lot of people are wondering about what in the heck is going on with Xeni Francis. Did we lose Xeni Francis? Is he ever coming back? What's going to happen to Kevin and Laura?
Hopefully we've not lost Xeni Francis. I know there's been a lot of chatter online and all kinds of different opinions. She is technically on recurring status, as everyone knows. What we want is a prolific, big story for Laura that deserves the many talents of Xeni Francis. So our writers are thinking and working on that as we speak. And, you know, it's my intention that I hope we can continue to have a relationship, as, you know, Xeni obviously is a very important part of General Hospital and the General Hospital family. But, you know, we want to be able to service the talents of Xeni, and we don't want to, you know, just have any tiny little story where she kind of blends in the background. We want a Laura-centric story. So we are continuing to work on that and discuss that. And hopefully that will, you know, be on screen sooner than later. So we'll see.
See, people, I did not forget that. Okay, so a lot of people this week and last week, we saw the election go down. And people are not happy about the election results, number one. Number two, that people feel like it was ripped from the headline. I'm not saying what we're from the headline election, but people know what I'm saying with that. Why, you know, why did Ned win and not Alexis, and why was that Konzob story okay to you the moment before people go to the polls? And are we going to see more about that being done, or is, oh, does everyone have to deal with Ned being the new mill? Oh, the new mill.
Well,
yeah.
Look, I mean, from a fan standpoint, even as a fan of the show myself, like, of course we're disappointed that Alexis didn't win the election, but I think because of the story we have going on with Jim Harvey, I think kind of Jim, you know, was obviously in cahoots with Ned a little bit and supporting his campaign. I think there's a little bit of conflict between the town of Port Charles and Ned winning mayor. Obviously, it's a little divided. I don't think it was ripped from headlines. You know, the election was quite a long time ago. That wasn't the basis for it. It actually, believe it or not, I believe moving forward, you'll see how Ned winning the election actually enables us to tell some really interesting, deeper type stories and really kind of explores the conflict. There's a major event that's going to happen next month that I think you'll understand a little bit better after that happens. But I don't want to give away exactly what that event is, so you just have to keep watching.
Well, yes, people, but I voted for Alexis. I just want people to know that was who I wanted. But, you know, I love Ned. I love Wally Cruz, so I'm trying to be happy for him, but it's very, very hard. So they won. I mean, there are so many Christina and Poco questions. And why are they still stuck in Oregon? And are they going to come back to the canvas anytime soon?
It depends on talent availability. We continued that story unknown to us. One of the actresses involved, you know, got a part on a primetime series, which we were thrilled for her success. But that changed the direction of the story. We would have all liked to have seen that story been a little bit more told in, you know, broader, deeper terms. But again, based on scheduling, we had to kind of truncate that story. My personal hope is we can somehow get back to that story down the road. But I just, at this time, I don't have an exact date just because, you know, it really does boil down to when the actresses are available and kind of the perfect time to pick that story back up. But I think there's a lot of the story left, obviously, for Parker and Christina. And personally, I would like to to see how what the next beats are in that story. So hopefully that'll be coming soon. But again, as of today, I don't have an exact date for anybody.
Well, that is really good because a lot of people have been wanting to know that. And, you know, yeah, because people miss Christina on the canvas, so I had to ask that. A lot of people wanted to know when Valerie is on her way back to the canvas.
Valerie's on, you know, recurring status as well. So when the time is right, when the story dictates it, and it feels organic and true to the story, that's when we find it's best to use some of our rotating cast that kind of comes in and out. What I hate to do personally is just bring them back just to be seen in the background. So I really do try to invest or instill in the writers that there is a relevant story to be told when they bring back certain characters. So hopefully we'll see her down the road as well.
Well, I mean, I think that is really good. And so with, you know, because, you know, I love Valerie. I love when she, you know, is used. And there's a lot of Zillian and Alexis fans want to know. They were married 2 years ago, and they feel like they've been trashed ever since. And what's going to happen with them?
Well, I don't agree that they've been trashed. I think Julie and Alexis remain very important focal points of General Hospital. I think, you know, obviously we still owe it to everybody, including myself and the writers and everybody. We're big fans of that couple. We do owe it now that we have them back, you know, not together, but I mean back on the show. And obviously Will has signed his contract to keep going with General Hospital. We do need to pick up on that story. There's a lot to be said. There's a lot that happened. So there needs to, and I think we have been making moments of that. And obviously with any soap opera, you're not going to just resolve something in one day. So I think there's going to be some time that passes by, but Julie and Alexis both have each other on their minds. And despite anything else that is thrown their way, I think they still remain very much a part of each other's life, for better or for worse. And that is that's a journey, that's a story that I know sometimes it's hard to be patient and see how it unfolds, but that is one that is definitely going to take some time to unfold so that everything makes sense, it feels organic, it doesn't feel rushed, and hopefully, you know, hopefully on the same token, it doesn't feel like it's taking too much time, but there is definitely a lot of different beats in that particular story that need to be addressed, and my hope is working with writers right now on how best to address that and how do we move on. So I hate to keep saying it, but you know, just keep watching and please note that obviously the writers want to tell a story as much as the viewers want to see it. So it just, you know, some of these relationships just take time to kind of unfold and see what happens next.
Well, yeah, and Jocelyn and Oscar are like my favorite little teenage couple on all the soaps. Are you guys just dropping the dance? Or are they going to have the dance? And will that be shown? Because what you guys are doing with the bully storyline and the transgender storyline and their teenager storyline, are they going to get to... are we going to get to see more of that going on?
Yeah, we'll definitely see more of that. That's building up to all through March. You know, Jocelyn and Oscar are going to continue to organize this, alt dance party that is off-site from the high school because the high school has kind of turned their noses up at them. So they're going to continue to work hard on that, and we will see it hopefully come to life. There'll be some obstacles because it is General Hospital, but I agree with you. It's important to tell the story. I have really enjoyed Jocelyn and Oscar in that kind of high school romance, but that will have a lot to do with this kind of bigger event that's going to happen next month to Port Charles.
Well, yeah. I totally agree. Another fed zonky ass. Can we ever look forward to any romance coming up? But are we going to get a Liz and Franco baby?
Oh, Liz and Franco baby. I think there needs to be, there's a lot of story to tell before that happens. So I think we are going to, we have a lot of story to get through before we get to them talking about having a baby. So it's the focus is on their relationship and Franco and how he fits in with Liz's family. And I think that is, at least, you know, in the months ahead will be the focus.
Okay. One of my friends, Amber, SoapGirl123, wants to know if we are ever going to see Hayden back, because a lot of people miss Hayden on canvas.
I think it's definitely a possibility. As you know, we left Hayden telling Finn that she lost the baby, but the reality of the situation was she did not lose the baby. So I think there, with that cliffhanger, there's definitely room to perhaps one day play that again. Obviously, no guarantees, but I think the writers did a good job of kind of tying that story up and leaving a lot to be desired, and that could be a potential obstacle down the road for Finn and kind of a big surprise. So we'll have to see, but I think it'll be a while, as we're not quite yet to that point where we're ready to return Hayden to the canvas.
Okay. Also, the Drew and Sam fans want to know what's going to go on with them. Is Drew going to be able to unlock his memories, or does he have his memories and he just doesn't want to let Sam know because he feels like maybe Sam will go back to Jason?
All I can say is Drew does not have his memories. So there needs to be something that happens that he gets his memories back. What that is, I'm not sure yet. I can't give you a timeline of when that'll happen or how that'll happen, but you'll just have to stay tuned for everything really that's going on with Drew, Jason, and Sam is extraordinarily complicated and weighs heavily on Sam, and that's what we'll be exploring coming up in the weeks ahead on the show.
Well, you know, and that's, you know, really good. I just want to know, I mean, people want to know, okay, I cried for 2 weeks over the Nathan death. I cried. I hate crying. Everyone knows that. And I was just in a ball of a mess. And why did we have to kill Nathan? Why was it necessary to kill Nathan?
We felt that when Ryan came to us and expressed his interest in exploring some other acting jobs, we, you know, completely support and understand any of our actors who want to go explore new opportunities. And instead of recasting, we thought, you know, what a perfect opportunity, although extraordinarily sad, I agree with you. We felt like it was better to have this character, you know, meet his demise and do the story of the aftermath, and with Maxie being pregnant and how she'll deal with that as a single mom. So that's why it was just one of those things where we didn't feel like we wanted to recast, and Ryan is a very talented actor, and felt like it would be hard to see a new Nathan West. So that is the reason for that.
So, yeah, because we've been hearing rumbling for the last, I don't know, week, that there was a rumor going on that you guys were recasting Nathan. That was like
one of thousands of rumors about the show. It goes back to what I've always said is, you know, obviously there's tons of rumors online and you can't believe everything you read. You know, a lot of people like to pretend they are the behind the scenes expert on the show, but as we've pointed out, that is not a rumor that was true. So we have no plans to recast that character.
Well, see, yeah. I mean, because then the other question with the Nathan stuff, are we going to see Peter and Maxie getting close? People want to know that.
Well, I think because of the nature of the relationship, it's not close in a romantic way, but because they work together and because he was in the room when Nathan was shot, there is something that draws these two together about their shared experience having witnessed Nathan be shot. So, and you know, Maxie will find some comfort in having had another human being kind of experience what she experienced that horrible day at the office.
And Jennifer and Maxie meant to be, she have like three questions, so if I don't ask you, she might, I don't know, kill me. So with Maxie being pregnant, can you tell me, God, please, are we headed for a baby switch here? That's what everyone, oh, the baby's going to die. People are freaking out, Nathan, with that.
I don't know. We haven't gotten there in the breaking of the story. So that one I can honestly answer that you'll just have to stay tuned. And I don't even know the answer myself to that.
Okay. So a lot of people wondered last week when you had the week before when you had Nathan Sunyu, why wasn't Britt there? I mean, we know she's in jail, but in my opinion, she should not even be in jail. That's just me. So why wasn't she there?
Well, like you said, she's in jail, and unfortunately, sometimes those in jail don't get to come to funerals. So that's the hard truth of she just was, they weren't going to let her come to Nathan's funeral because she is currently in a jail cell.
Oh, yes. And do Sam, you know, this one I wanted to ask, but I kind of already asked, you know, they love Drew and Sam, but what is next for Drew memories? Are we going to see more of that, or if that is something you have to tell everyone to stay tuned?
Yeah, that's a stay tuned. It's a very complex, detailed story, so I don't want to give anything away.
Okay. There's a lot of people wanting to know, especially my co-host, David, wanting to know, will there be a new football this year?
Yes, we are working on that right now. I think it'll be sometime in May. So that was very exciting and something to look forward to. It's definitely being planned.
We love seeing Kathy Gotti, Dr. O, on, and she did a great performance when Nathan died. Are we going to see more of who? Even though, you know, both of her kids are not on campus right now?
Again, if the story dictates it, you know, like you just said, both her kids are not on camera right now, it is a little harder to kind of weep her in. But on this show, things change so fast, you never know who, you know, kind of will be rotated back in and have an interesting story that the writers come up with. So I think we'll definitely, you know, possibly see more of her down the road.
Well, that would be awesome. And people want to know what's going to go on with Amy.
Is there a specific question or just in general? I mean, Amy's definitely part of our General Hospital family and will continue to be around in episodes. And with the Nurses Ball coming up again, I feel like she'll probably be featured in that. But again, I don't know 100% of the details yet, so I can't confirm anything, but she's definitely around in the episodes coming up.
Well, I mean, everyone's happy that the Nurses Ball, you know, is coming back. And so we all know that Dylan Robert was taken off contract and we couldn't, will we ever see Dylan back in town?
I'm sorry, what characters again? Can you repeat that?
Dylan, you know.
Dylan.
Yeah.
That one is again, I don't have the answer right now, so anything is possible, but as of today, you know, there's no immediate plans, but again, that could change very quickly.
Okay, and there are a bunch of Griffin and Ava fans out there. I don't know why, but I had to ask at the, you know, radio host, I had to ask them, their fan base, what are we going to see with that?
That is a very, that's another, we have a lot of complicated relationships on the show, but that is one that is very complicated with Griffin's past and Ava's past. It's an interesting story in terms of, can someone of good heart, I mean, Griffin has had his history as well, but ultimately, can Griffin be with someone who, you know, resorts to nefarious activities and has a real kind of dirty path. So I think it's very interesting how they're being played out right now, and we'll only continue to deepen that story as we move forward.
Okay, I know my fan base is happy that I've kind of waited for all questions, but the Sunny and Mike, with Mike having Alzheimer's, this is a great story. This is a great story arc for General Hospital to do. Monique Bernard and Max are like hitting it out of the park every day with the storyline. What are we going to see more of with that?
Yeah, I guess. We're going to see a lot more. That story only deepens as well. Maurice and Max are both doing a fantastic job. We're all so pleased with how the story is unfolding, and there is so much more of the story left to come. You know, it's very much in the, you know, it's very real to life on what's going on and how children of their parents become caregivers. And that might be, you know, something that has to be discussed between Sunny and Carly moving on. So it just, to me, it feels like something that's very relevant to a lot of people. And I'm so glad that the writers pitched this wonderful story. And I'm very glad that Max Gill has taken on the role of Mike. He's been absolutely fantastic. And I agree with everything he said. So thank you.
Well, yes. And with the Michael and Neil storyline, I'm sorry, but I have a big problem with Neil doing all this crap, sorry, Nathan, to Carly. I mean, that is unacceptable to me, and you would know I would say that. But what is going to go on with that? Because having Carly think Morgan back from the dead, really? Why do that? I mean, is there a reason behind this?
Yeah, there's a reason. I mean, everything that you've just said, you know, obviously we want to make you feel certain ways. And everything you just said, Carly, is exactly how you're supposed to be feeling about this story and how you feel about Nell. Obviously, Nell is up to no good, and she's been extremely hurt. And some of her actions might go too far, but that's part of her DNA and her story. And, you know, every show has to have a little villain-esque type person, and she's definitely fitting that category right now. So it is going to definitely unfold as well as we get to the weeks and months ahead of everything that Nell was doing to Carly. And obviously it's not nice, but it does make for an interesting, good story, I think.
Okay, so with Laura being off canvas, when am I going to see my little guy back? I want Spencer back now. And may I add, Nathan, why didn't Sonny know that his little mini-me, Spencer, broke his leg? That's what I've been wanting to know personally.
Well, you know, Nicholas, the actor, is on a Disney Channel show, so we can only use him when they're on their break for the year, and I don't exactly know when those dates are, but I would hope that pending the next time Nicholas's show is on a big break, then maybe like last summer we'll get to use them a little bit more. But
he needs time with Uncle Sonny, and he needs to know his grandfather Mike, because I thought it was when Sonny was messing Dante, Lulu, Michael, and all that, he forgot to mention Spencer. So I just thought, as a writer, I would, bring that up to you, that, that should have been mentioned.
There's plenty of opportunities, and it might have just been an oversight, but I think there'll be more opportunities to bring it up.
Good. People want to know, too, Maxie and Lulu, are they going to be able to become best friends again? They are more like sisters. Are we going to see some healing, or are we going to see them kill each other?
Well, we're definitely not going to see them kill each other.
Maxie and Lulu.
Right, Maxie and Lulu, definitely not going to kill each other, but it's, you know, obviously Maxie is going through an extraordinarily difficult time, and she's hurt by what she perceives Lulu's actions and kind of luring Faison back to town, and obviously it's going to take a while, but I truly believe, I don't know the story yet, but just based on experience, Maxie and Lulu have always had a very solid foundation. They've been able to get through previous struggles, and I hope that they are able to move past this as well. But obviously, it's probably going to take some time.
Well, see, that's, really good. And so with my Coulson group, we want to know, if there are any, okay, we want to make sure Coulson is going to be okay, and why does Carly and Sonny need to go through this stuff with Mike? Sonny needs to know what's going on with Carly and those phone calls. You know, are we going to see that? What's going to go there on there?
We will, yes, we will see that, because we have to address why Carly isn't telling Sonny. So that will definitely be addressed, and it's a good story. So that's why we're doing it.
So, Carson fans, we don't have anything really to worry about. That's what they want to know.
No, I don't think you have anything to worry about, except that, you know, you can really, Carly and Sonny are always involved in some multi-layered stories, and I think it's interesting, you know, how they operate together, but how they operate individually as well. It makes that couple unique, and the further complications and adventures and all that stuff will continue for, you know, the dynamic couple that is Carly and Sonny.
That's great. Okay, so originally you've been on for the 1,400, so I hope I'm saying that right.
14,000.
Okay, well, I knew what zeros, some zeros, but for Zeno Hospital, it's been one of the leading soaps for 55 years, and in my opinion, it's been the number one soap. I know Young and the Restless want to say they are number one, but it's not, people. It's Zeno Hospital. Are we going to see? Are we going to see more stuff with, like, the 55th anniversary? Stuff like that.
All year we'll be celebrating the 55th anniversary with, again, obviously that the celebration is going to continue all year, and you'll see that on social and on promos. But again, we are doing a very special kind of standalone episode on March 30th, which will celebrate the history of the show.
Well, that is awesome. And I just want to make sure I get to all the Twitter questions. Oh, I have a lot of people are saying, we thought maybe the fans would want to pick out like the music of the new Super Bowl? I don't know. People can do that, but I think it would be awesome if the fans, you know, could like vote for like a song for the new Super Bowl, since it is the 55th year, since it's almost like the 24th year of the new Super Bowl.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's a great idea. I don't know if we're going to be able to do it this year, but maybe in future Nurses Ball. A lot of planning goes into the songs. A lot of financial planning goes into the songs as well. So it's not the world's simplest activity, but it is a little complicated. But yeah, definitely, you know, with our new social media producer, hoping to have continue to have some great new fan engagement. So just have to keep an eye for really fun stuff ahead on social platforms.
Also they want to know, the Robert and Holly fans, they miss Robert and Holly. Are there any returns to bring them back?
On the Robert side, we're hoping, we actually have an interesting story that the writers are working on. So I hope that Robert will be back sooner than later. That's the plan. Not Holly as of right now, but I personally am a huge fan of that character and would love to see her back. But I believe Robert, you know, hopefully will be on sooner than Holly. So that should be something fun to look forward to in the next, hopefully the next few months.
And are we going to see all our Marvel pretty soon? Because, you know how I love my accent. People love the mob. What is going on with that? And can we just have Julian and Sonny really go at it? That would be like an awesome thing, I think.
Yeah, I agree. If you remember those scenes we did with Sonny and Julian in prison and kind of having to work together, I thought those were interesting. And there's, you know, I think there's a lot of potential with those two characters. I think there's a lot to be had. So hopefully, you know, that's in the cards down the road. Can't say for sure, but I agree. That would be kind of fun to, it's always fun to see those guys square off together.
And what's going to happen with Kim? It's nice to have Tim and Bowen back, you know, as the new character is Kim, Dr. Kim. What are we going to, what's going on with Kim? Will there be like a Zeke and Drew thing going on?
I think it's kind of interesting, you know, obviously she has a past with Drew, but Drew obviously doesn't have those memories intact, but they are brought together because they share Oscar as a son, and Drew is doing his very best to incorporate, you know, and be there for his son. So we'll see some nice family moments between Kim and Drew and Oscar as we kind of build that out. Romance seems to be, you know, a question because obviously Drew doesn't have his memories and it's a little one-sided for the feelings that Kim has for Drew. But as you know from on air, Kim and Julian have crossed at Julian's new pub and that might develop into some kind of a friendship and someone who they can share their feelings about. So I think really, really great stuff coming up for all those people.
And what about Zaytsen? Are we going to see more Sonny and Zaytsen, Zaytsen and Carly? Are we going to, you know, what's going to happen with Zaytsen now that the wonderful Steve Burton is back?
A lot of great stuff ahead for Jason. He will be, you know, playing with Sonny and scenes and even perhaps maybe working with Anna a little bit down the road. So there's definitely a story unfolding and don't want to give too much away. So fans of Jason will have to keep watching.
And I know you have to go in this minute. So what would you, besides everything we've covered, what is, I better ask you this. The Lexus fans want to know if Julian and Lexus can go into couples therapy.
That I don't know. That's we kind of touched upon that earlier. So it's definitely a complicated road ahead for Julian and Lexus, and we'll just have to see how it all unfolds.
And also, people want to know what's going on with Valentine and Nina, too.
They will continue on. You know, they're Henrik slash Peter will come into play into Valentina and Nina, and we'll cross. So it'll be interesting to see everything that unfolds with those characters. And Nina's also, you know, instrumental in helping Maxie obviously grieve the loss of Nathan, which is Nina's brother as well. So lots of great stuff come up for them too.
Well, I just thought Maceo Stafford was so good doing when Nathan died. It was really good. And are we going to see more of the Nina Maxie stuff? Because Maceo Stafford and Kristen
sure.
been so good.
I agree. And
together.
Yep, we'll definitely see more of those two. Yep, we'll see more of those two together as we continue on.
Okay. Oh, I know you have to go, but Carolyn Coulson fan wants to know if there's a possible Michael and Kiki romance and Jason and Kim romance.
I don't know. We'll just have to keep watching. That's always it'll be interesting to see how it unfolds. And obviously, Michael is involved with his own complicated story with Nell and being the father of their baby. So lots of interesting stuff come up with all those folks as well.
Okay, I wanted to look at Twitter and make sure I did not miss anything. Because I know right now we are not seeing like Emma and Solid and all that, but you know, right now it's, you know, kind of the school year. So are we going to see more of, like, the kids doing
yeah,
the Nurses' Ball and summer?
I don't know about Nurses' Ball, but we have Emma coming back for right around, you know, what would be known as spring break for most schools. So she has a big role with Anna coming up in the spring.
Oh, and before I let you go, from all of our Carlson Squad fans, we want more Carlson romance. That's the, and you know I want that too. So, are we gonna see a little of that gone?
I think we continue to see. I mean, you know, they're definitely in a very interesting, deep, multi-layered relationship, but they have a lot of love for each other. So I think that is clear on both sides, and hopefully will be present to you guys at home watching the show.
Perfect. Oh, and so I want you back doing maid sweeps, like after maid sweeps, and maybe after the Nurses' Ball or before the
sure.
Nurses' Ball, whichever, I don't know, whichever comes first. And, you know, we are so happy that Zenu Hospital has been on the air for 55 years. We are so glad we have the ratings are going. A lot of people want me to ask you, why don't we see enough Zenu Hospital commercials in nighttime? Like,
well,
when, like,
that's, yeah, I know, I understand. It's, you know, it's we, for better or worse, ABC has a lot of new shows to promote in the next, oh, I would say 6 weeks. So, there, you know, there's only a limited amount of promo time. A lot of shows are facing limited promotion. You know, they all try to circulate them in, but obviously the focus at times throughout the year, such as like September when we're launching new shows. We have, I think, 8 new shows to launch in the spring. So, you know, but we always continue to discuss General Hospital promos when they can't air online or they can't air on air as much as we'd like them to. They are always available on our social media platforms, on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram. So if you're not signed up for those updates, get yourself signed up.
And my last remaining question is for the primetime people. Okay, well, we know we had 2 weeks of the Olympics, two long
right.
weeks of the winter. Why wasn't any primetime programming like grades and all that. Why was it not answered? Because, you know, the Olympics was on NBC.
Yeah, it's because we want as many people as possible to watch our primetime shows, and because the Olympics only comes around every 4 years, you know, the thought process is the majority of Americans seem to watch in big numbers the Olympics because it only comes around every so often. So we feel like we just want to save those episodes after the Olympics so that more of everyone can enjoy the episodes, and if they, you know, want to tune into the Olympics, they can do so. But we're saving those episodes. All of our TGIT Thursday night shows return next week, along with our other primetime shows. We're doing a Scandal and How to Get Away with Murder crossover next Thursday, March 1st, so that'll be exciting. Again, like I said, a lot of new shows are premiering coming up, including one of mine I've been working on this year. We're doing a reboot of Roseanne, and that's super exciting. That premieres on Tuesday, March 27th at 8 o'clock.
And what about Roseanne? When is that coming on for people to know?
Sure, that's Tuesday, March 27th at 8 o'clock. For the premiere night, we're going to do two episodes back-to-back.
Well, that's great. Oh, before I let you go, people want to know what the heck is going on with Kevin Collins. People are getting very confused, like, what's Kevin doing right now? Like, you know, without
Kevin
a little thing.
Sure, Kevin has a great story and is instrumental in what's going to be happening with Franco. And Kevin remains a big part of the actual General Hospital staff. Is kind of our resident therapist, and that role will play prominent in the months to come as well.
Okay, thank you so much. And like I said,
thanks, Carly.
I know we will talk and get you back on for Main Sweeps. Oh, the Nurses Ball. And people, remember, let's keep tweeting how much we love the new hospital so that we'll be out there for, like, everyone to see. And just tell everyone the casting crew has been amazing the past year and the past couple of weeks.
Absolutely. And then one final thing, for those who are coming to Los Angeles March 10th and 11th for the GH General Hospital Convention, thank you for buying tickets, and I hope you have fun, and the whole cast and crew and everybody appreciates that. We're going to be doing set tours and auctioning off some appearances on the show, so it's going to be a lot of fun for those who are able to join us in Los Angeles in March.
Yeah, and also they are having general hospital events in Seattle and Phoenix, so too. I mean, separate event because I'm going.
Right.
So that's why.
Great.
Yeah, I'm going to see the other one. So please always check the Zeno Hospital events thing. And you guys are having a big Zeno Hospital fan club weekend this year again, right?
Yeah, that's what I was just talking about. That's coming up March 10th and 11th in Los Angeles. Tickets are still available, so go to the General Hospital Facebook or Twitter page, and you can find the link to buy tickets. It's you know, we did it first time last year. It was a lot of fun. Matt Cohen and Laura Wright hosted. I think Michael Fairman's coming back to moderate some of the panels. Like I said, set tours, auctioning off some, you know, some appearances to be on the show. So it's just a lot of fun. So if you can spare it and you can find a way to get to Los Angeles and you like General Hospital, come out. It's a really, really fun weekend.
Perfect. And I know we went over time, but I had to get everyone's question. Oh, I don't want them to turn on me on Twitter tonight. I'm not in that mood to be turned on with not getting all
no
the
problem.
Questions. But yeah, and have a great night, Nathan, and have a
you
great
too.
Weekend.
Thanks, everybody,
and
for your
just
questions.
Go, yeah, and just go relax.
And read General Hospital Outlines. That's what my weekends are full of. So thank
well,
you, Carly.
Exactly.
Thanks, everybody, for your questions.
Yeah, I think we got everyone's, you know, questions answered, so that's good. So, yeah, I just
great.
Want to thank you again for coming on, and have a great
you're welcome.
Weekend.
Thank
okay,
you
bye
too,
bye.
Carly. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, you guys, that was Nathan Bodhi. And I hope everyone enjoyed the show. And we are going to be on air for maybe a couple more minutes to talk about soap wrap-up. So if anyone in the queue wants to ask me a question about any soap on your phone, just press 1 right now and just let me know if you want to be on here and if you want to say anything about the other soaps before we go. And I just want to say thank you again to Nathan Bodhi, and also that Wednesday night on Daytime After Dark, we will be having Kay Wool on the show. We will be talking about her book that she will be coming on for. And it's called Over the Edge, A Pawn in Scientology Money Machine. And that will be a Wednesday night at 6 here on Daytime After Dark. And I just want to thank everyone for listening. And I just hope I took everyone's question and I tried the best I could. So I just hope everyone had a great time listening to Nathan. And there's so much stuff going on coming up. And David, did you have any questions?
No, I missed Dave. So, but Mr. That the shooting could have been shown. So I'm not sure what's been going on.
Yes, and I did get your question answered. So, you know, 204, Area 204, if you want to be on talking, that's fine. Do you have any questions? 204? Okay, like I said, we will be back on air Wednesday night, and next Friday night too. And just remember, like Nathan said, all the primetime shows will be coming back next week. And, you know, keep watching General Hospital. Why, is there anything else you want to say, David, before we go?
Yeah. What am I just coming on?
Yes. And, David, don't worry, we will be talking next Friday night about dates and all the wrap up with that.
About my other guests.
Okay, have a great night, everyone. Again, please, I will be putting the link on Twitter and Facebook so everyone can listen. And have a good night. And before we get off, I'm going to play a little Taylor Swift.
Busier than ever, with small talk. just a small town girl.
Okay, everyone, that's a wrap for Daytime After Dark tonight. And just remember, General Hospital, 14000 episode. Watch it tonight if you already haven't. And watch YNR, Bold and Beautiful, and Days of Our Life, Price is Right, everything. So, and like I said, I will be having K-Roll on the show next week, next Wednesday. So have a great weekend, everyone. Bye-bye.